Michigan and cherries are one and the same. So why were 30 million pounds of tart cherries left to rot on the ground? Much of those from Michigan. Ron French is with Bridge Magazine. Ron, this seems just nuts. What's happening here?
Kind of crazy, isn't it, Cindy?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of crazy sort of Byzantine rules that are involved with the cherry industry that are not involved in the apple industry or the grape industry. It's really based on some old rules that have never been removed.
What are those rules?
Well, the cherry industry, because so much of the product, the tart cherry industry, is all produced in such a small area, the weather can have a vast impact on the nation's produce. And so what the USDA tries to do, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is tries to level out the availability of cherries by setting limits on how many cherries can actually make it to market. And so every year, it's called the Cherry Board, actually. It's a board made up of cherry growers and cherry producers get together and say, this is the amount of cherries we're going to allow to get to market so that the prices don't plunge. And what the result of that is that in some years, you have as much as one half or more of cherries produced in Michigan just rotting on the ground.
Why are there no restrictions, Ron French, on cherries grown, let's say, in Oregon or Pennsylvania or imported cherries? Why is it Michigan?
It's politics. When this law was the most recent version of these tart cherry restrictions were put into place, there were two senators, one from Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter, and one from Oregon named Mark Hatfield, who were influential in the Senate, and they managed to get their states excluded from this. There's no farm reason for it. There's no cherry reason for it. It's purely politics as to why a tart cherry grower in Pennsylvania can grow as many as he wants, but in Michigan they cannot.
And we should be clear, we're not talking about the sweet cherries, the ones that we can eat like candy. So farmers can't even say, hey, friends, I've got bags of cherries to give you.
Absolutely. These are not farmers who are setting up stands along the side of the road. These tart cherries are tart. They're used as a food product, as an ingredient. They're what are used in cherry pies, cherry juice, cherries that you find inside baked goods usually are tart cherries. These farmers have to sell their produce to cherry processors. And there are plenty of them around. It's just that the processors can only sell a certain number of cherries that they take in.
And Elk Rapids Food Processing Company is suing the USDA over all of this. On what grounds? And what are they hoping will happen?
Their hope is to remove the restrictions completely. They feel it's unfair to some producers, such as Michigan producers, more than others, and they also feel it's unfair to different kinds of processors. I'll make this as short as possible, but it's complicated even for cherry growers. But processors who freeze tart cherries have no problem with the restrictions because they can freeze them and keep them for 3 or 4 years. And at some point, there's going to be a down year in cherries, and they can just sell what they've stored. But cherry processors that can cherries, that's what you see when you go to Meijer and buy a can of cherry pie filling. That has a shelf life of 1 year. So if there were restrictions placed on processors who produce cherry pie filling, they can run out of product in a year.
But tart cherry growers and processors actually had a chance to get rid of those market restrictions earlier this year, and 3/4 of them voted to keep the restrictions?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes this so complicated. It's a system that works. It keeps cherry producers in business. It also, and some will say, keeps a lot of them from getting rich, though. As it was described to me, it knocks the peaks and valleys off of prices, but it particularly knocks off the peaks. Cherry prices have not gone up to any extent in the last 20 years. So cherry growers are muddling along, and most of them are happy just to stay in business.
What's next, Ron, in this tart cherry war?
That's a good way to put it. Actually, it's a lawsuit that's being heard in Washington at the USDA. The first administrative judge who heard it removed the restrictions for cherry canners, but not for cherry freezers, if that makes any sense. But that ruling has been stayed now, so cherry farmers are going to have to continue to figure out what to do by listening to these restrictions for now.
Ron French, Bridge Magazine writer, talking cherries with us. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.